Sarebbe una scala. Se tanto comodiamo. Se tu ci sono sopra che non è tutti a patà. Ina ci sono mamma, ina ti come mi hai sciorato, tutti mi hai creato un brocco, un tasso mi pane, ina maha. Ma che caram, radicim, bhashakaram, patangilim, pane, musutta, tare, soprano, tosmi, mitrem. Mitrem, namaskutti, ada, tutti, per i fabbri, cioè. Ma io credo che sia tanta comodi, invece te. Per la sottoa è che purusha, samasa pakana maratam. Sottoa è vikiya tat purusha, cioè tat purusha adhikara. Vikiya tat purusha, e tetra, vikiya shrita kita katita, patita kata testa prapta panehi, pratham sutram, vikiyantam, etaihi, subantaihi samasyate, krishnam shritaha, krishna shritaha. इत्यादीनि उदाहरणानि स्वयं क्तेन स्वयं इति अव्ययं क्तप्रत्ययान्तेन सह समस्यते यथा स्वयं कृतः इति तस्य समासस्य फलमपि तद्धितेषु दृश्यते स्वयं कृतिः इत्यादौ इति दृष्टम् खट्वाक्षेपे क्तेन इति अनुवर्तते खत्वा इति सुबन्तं क्तप्रत्ययान्तेन सह समस्यते क्षेपे नाम निन्दायां गम्यमानायां खट्वारूढः खट्वाम् आरूढः खट्वारूढः इति उदाहरणं खट्वारूढः इत्यनेन असमीक्ष्यकारी जाल्मः इति निन्दा अवगम्यते ततः सामी सामी इति अव्ययम् अर्धम् इत्यर्थे सामी इति अव्ययम् तत्प्रत्ययान्तेन सह समस्यते सामीकृतम् इति उदाहरणम् कालाः कालवाचिनः शब्दाः तत्प्रत्ययान्तैः सह समस्यन्ते यथा मासम्प्रमितः मासप्रमितः प्रतिपच्छन्दः इति उदाहरणम् अत्यन्तसंयोगे च अत्यन्तसंयोगे गम्यमाने कालवाचकाः येन केनापि सुबन्तेन सह समस्यन्ते सो कालाः दट् सूत्र रेफर्स् गिव्स् अ समास फोर् अ कालवाचक वित् क्तप्रत्ययान्त ओन्ली वेन् देर् इस् नो अत्यन्तसंयोग वेन् देर् इस् अत्यन्तसंयोग The Kalavachaka words can combine with any word. Udaharanartham muhurtam sukham, muhurta sukham. Iti dattam. Ayan dvitiya tat purushaha. Tataha tritiya tat purushaha arabhyate. Tritiya tat gatarthena gunavachanena. Iti prathamam sutram. Tat kritena gunavachanena. Tritiya antartha kritena gunavachanena saha samasyate. Artha shabdena saha samasyate. Tritiya antam. यथा शङ्कुलया खण्डः शङ्कुलाखण्डः देवदत्तः इति गुणवचनेन समासस्य उदाहरणम् अर्थेन समासस्य धान्येन अर्थः धान्यार्थः इति उदाहरणम् पूर्वसदृशसमोनार्थकलहनिपुणमिश्रश्लक्ष्णैः तृतीया इति अनुवर्तते तृतीयान्तम् एतैः शब्दैः सह समस्यते मासेन पूर्वः मासपूर्वः पित्रासदृशः पितृसदृशः इत्यादीनि उदाहरणम् कर्तृकरणे कृता बहुलम् कर्तरि करणे च या तृतीया तदन्तम् कृत्प्रत्ययान्तैः सह समस्यते हरिणा कृतम् हरिकृतम् हरिणा त्रातम् हरित्रातम् नखैः भिन्नः नखभिन्नः इत्यादीनि उदाहरणानि दिस् इस् द मोस्ट् कामन् टैप् आफ् तृतीया समास दट् वि सी कर्तरि तृतीया आर् करणतृतीया कम्बैन्स् वित् कृदन्त कृत्ये अधिकार्थवचने ते एव इत्युक्ते कर्तरि तृतीया अथवा करणे तृतीया एव कृत्यप्रत्ययान्तैः सह समस्यते कृत्यप्रत्यया सब्सेट् आफ् कृदन्त सेवेन् प्रत्ययानि यत् केलिमर् दे आर् द सेवेन् प्रत्ययस् विच् आर् काल्ड् कृत्यप्रत्ययस् सो द तृतीयान्तं कर्तरि करणे तृतीया कृत्यप्रत्ययान्तैः सह समस्यते अधिकार्थवचने स्तुतिः यदि गम्यते अथवा निन्दा यदि गम्यते यथा काकपेया नदी इति वा तच्छेद्यन्त्रणम् इति वा यत्र निन्दा गम्यते तत्र कृत्यप्रत्ययान्तैः सह समासः भवति इति तृतीया तत्पुरुषः कण्टिन्यूङ्ग् वित् तृतीया तत्पुरुषः अन्येन व्यञ्जनम् इति अग्रिमं सूत्रम् स्लैड् फोर् अन्येन व्यञ्जनम् इति पदद्वयम् अस्ति तृतीया तत्कृतार्थेन गुणवचनेन इत्यनेन तृतीया इति अनुवर्तते व्यञ्जनम् इत्यस्य संस्कारद्रव्यवाचकम् इति अर्थः दत्तः दीक्षितैः. संस्कारद्रव्यवाचकम् तृतीयान्तम् अन्येन प्राग्वत्. प्राग्वत् इत्यस्य वा समस्यते सः तत्पुरुषः इत्यर्थः. संस्कारद्रव्यवाचकम् तृतीयान्तम् अन्येन प्राग्वत्. A word which indicates vyanjana. Vyanjana is something which is used to, which we mix rice with. Okay, something which is used to, mixed with rice to be eaten. That is vyanjana. So such a word will combine with the word anna in tritiya tatpurusha. In the tritiyanta will combine with anna to form a tatpurusha compound. Samskara dravyavachakam uktasya samskriyate. संस्क्रियते नामकः अर्थः गुणविशेषवत्तया क्रियते. टु एड् सम् स्पेशल् क्वालिटि. इफ् यु हाव् प्लेन् रैस् यु केन् एड् कर्ड् विच् गिव्स् इट्स् ओन् फ्लेवर् आर् यु एड् करी आर् साम्बार् विच् गिव्स् इट्स् ओन् फ्लेवर्. सो टु एड् अ न्यू क्वालिटि इस् संस्कार. संस्क्रियते नाम गुणविशेषवत्तया क्रियते अनेन येन व्यञ्जनेन क्रियते सः संस्कारः. उपसेकादि साधनं दध्यादि. It refers to anything, any fluid matter, generally fluid thing which you mix with the rice. Dadhyadi, like curds, tadvachakam. So that is the meaning of the word vyanjana in the sutra. So dadhma odanaha, dadhyodanaha, iti udaharanam. Dadhi iti vyanjanam, uthava samskara dravyam. Dadhi is what you are using to mix the rice with and to add flavor to rice. So dadhna, it is vyantam, odana. अन्नम् नाम अन्नवाचकम् यत्किमपि पदम् अन्नेन अन्नम् अन्नशब्देन वा ओदनशब्देन वा समस्यते. ओदनः दध्योदनः एवं दध्यन्नम् सारान्नम् इत्यादीनि पदानि सिद्ध्यन्ति. अत्र उपसेकः नाम सेक इस् टु मिक्स्. उपसेक दट् विच् इस् यूस् टु मिक्स्. उपसेक इण्डिकेट्स् अ फ्लूइड् विच् इस् यूस् टु which combines is called upaseka. Upaseka adi sadhanam dadhyadi tadvachakam ityarthah. Dadhma odanaha dadhyodanaha. Now there is a question here. Samarthyam katham yatha prathama kshayamayo drishtam samarthye satyeva samasaha. A samasa can happen only when there is samarthya between the two words. Atra dadhi ityasya dadhna iti tritiya asti. So dadhna मिश्रम् ओदनम् अथवा दध्ना संस्कृतम् अन्नम् अथवा दध्ना संस्कृतः ओदनः इत्यर्थः. दधिशब्दस्य संस्कार इति क्रियया अन्वयः, तस्य च ओदनेन अन्वयः. सो देर् इस् नो डैरेक्ट् अन्वयः बिट्वीन् दधि अण्ड् ओदन. दधि रिलेट्स् टु द क्रिया और् द एक्शन् आफ् प्रोसेसिङ्ग् द रैस्. सो हौ डु यु how is there the samarthya? Samarthyam katham iti prashnaha. Iha antarbhuta seka kriya dvara samarthyam. So, within the word dadhna, there is an implied kriya, an action which is seka. Seka is to sprinkle, literally, but to, it's a dravya, to mix with a fluid is seka. So, antarbhuta seka kriya dvara. So, the samarthya is through the implied kriya, implied action of seka, sprinkling or mixing. Okay, so there is no direct, even though there is no direct anvaya between dadhi and odana, so there is an implied kriya which provides the samarthya between the two words. Okay, so that is about annena vyanjanam. Bhakshyena mishrikaranam. Okay, Brahma Sutram, it is very similar lines. परद्वयमस्ति तृतीया इति अनुवर्तते. मिश्रीक्रियते, सो हियर् इट् इस् संथिङ्ग् अगेन् विच् इस् मिक्स्ड् वित् भक्ष्य. सो देर् इट् इस् ओन्ली अन्न एण्ड् वाट् एवर् यु एड् टु अन्न रैस्. हियर् मिश्रीक्रियते खाद्यं द्रव्यम् अनेन इति मिश्रीकरणं गुडादि. सो नौ भक्ष्य, वाट् इस् भक्ष्य? देर् आर् फोर् कैण्ड्स् आफ् फुड्स्. No, bhakshya, bhojya, lehya and choshya. They refer to different kinds of food. Among that, bhakshya refers to something which is kharavishadam abhyavaharyam bhakshyam. So it's it. A bhakshya is that kind of food which is khara, karam nama kathinam, which is hard, and vishadam, vivikta vayam, where you can see the different particles. Like say if you have anything, a mixture of whatever, the different kinds of mixtures which you get in, okay, where you can see the different particles. Okay. So that kind and being hard, that is called bhakshya. So kharavishadam abhyavaharyam bhakshyam. So bhakshyana, with such a word which indicates a bhakshya, mishrikaranam, what is mishrikaranam? Mishrikaranam is that with which such a bhakshya can be mixed. Okay. So that is why he says, kathina dravyam khadyam prithukadi bhakshyam apyavivakshitam. Okay, sorry. About bhakshya, kharat vishadam abhyavaharyam bhakshyam. So kharam means kathinam and vishadam means viviktavayavam, where you can see the different particles separately. It is not mixed together. That is called vishada. So kathina dravyam khadyam. So the bhakshya intended in this sutra is prithukadi bhakshyam. Food stuff like prithuka. Prithuka is, I don't know what it is called. What is it called in English? They call it aval. Yeah, okay. If you don't understand aval, it's okay. puffed rice or whatever. It's very common, I guess. All of you will know what is aval. So that, such a kind of bhakshya is intended here. And mishrikaranam is that with which you can mix this, like guda, jaggery. You mix aval with jaggery and have it. So gudena dhanaha, gudadhanaha iti udaharanam. Dhana is fried grain. Okay, dhana bhrishtayave striyaha iti amarakoshaha. So dhana refers to fried grains, any grain. Initially it used to mean barley, but generally it refers to any grain. So when you have fried grain and mixed with jaggery. Gudena dhanaha, gudadhanaha, mishrana kriya dvara samarthyam. So the samarthya here is again similar to the previous case. Mishrana kriya, there is an implied action of this mixing. So through that kriya there is samarthya between guda and dhana. So gudena dhanaha, gudadhanaha iti udaharana. That completes Tritiya Samasa or Tritiya Tatpurusham. So you had the previous whatever we saw. Tritiya Tatpurusathena Gunamachanena Purva Sadrusha Samonatha Kalahanipura Vishrashtrakshnaihi Kartakarne Kritabhulam Kritir Adhikartha Vachane Annena Vyanjanam Bhakshena Mishrikaranam Iti Shat Sutrani Tritiya Tatpurusha Sambandhani Agre Chaturthi Tatpurusha Arabhyate. Chatukhi tadarthartha valihita sukha rakshitaihi iti sutram. Purvatra gudashabdasya katham purvanipataha bhakshena mishrikaranam ityasti. Prathama nirdishtam mishrikaranam. The word which is in prathama vibhakti is mishrikarana. So the word in the samasa which is intended by mishrikarana is guda. Dhana is the bhakshya here and guda is the mishrikarana. So the mishrikaranam, mishrikarana vachakam yat padam tasya prathama nirdishtam samasa upasarjanam iti upasarjana samya upasarjanam purvam ityanena purvanipata. Okay. Chaturthi tadartha artha vali hita sukha rakshitaihi. Sutram, there is no anavritti anything, it's very simple. So chaturthi, a chaturthyanta word will combine with these and that is tatpurusham. Now tadartha ityasti, tadartha ityasya kahartha iti drashtavyam. Chaturthyantarthaya yat tadvachina arthadibhishta chaturthyantam va pragvat. The second part is clear. Chaturthi, a chaturthyanta word will combine with artha, bali, hita, sukha, rakshita, those words. Okay. There is also something called tadartha. Just like we had tatkrita in tritiya tatkrita artha, you know? Here we have tadartha. So tadartha is for the chaturthi word. Okay. That will be clear if we see the example first. Yupaya daru, yupa daru, ityasti. Yupaha, yupa is yajnya stambha. pillar or the stambha which is erected during yajna to tie the sacrificial animals. That is yupa. Daru is wood. Okay. So yupaya daru. So a daru, a wood which is meant for construction of that yupa. Ityarthaha padasya. Yupaya daru. Yupasya yupam yupa nirmanartham yat kashtham upayujyate. Tat ityarthaha. Yupaya daru, yupa daru. Yupaya iti chaturthyantam asti, daru ityasti. Tadartha ityasti. Daru chaturthi kimasti yupa ityasti. Yupaha chaturthyantaha. Tadarthaha, for that, intended for that particular thing is daru. So that will be tadartha. Chaturthyantam tadarthena samasyate ityasaha. Tadartha is chaturthyanta word will combine with something which is meant for it. So yupa is a chaturthyanta word and the daru is meant for creation of the yupa. So chaturthyantam tadarthena samasyate. Yupaya daru, yupa daru. Okay. Now there is something special about it. That is what is meant by chaturthyantarthaya. Chaturthyantam yadasti tadarthaha yaha padarthaha tena saha chaturthyantam samasyate ityarthaha. Now there are different kinds. Tadarthye dvaividhyam asti. Okay, when I am saying say something, say this book is for me. Idam pustakam madartham iti uchyate. That is also tadartha. Tadarthya is there. This book is meant for me. And you are saying this wood is meant for the yupa. And there is a difference between the two kinds. Okay. So this the kind where you have yupaya daru is called prakriti vikriti bhava. Prakriti vikriti, there is some prakriti, a raw material which is converted into a finished product, prakriti and vikriti. So in case of yupaya daru, daru is the raw material, that is the wood, and the wood itself is converted to yupa. There is nothing special. The wood itself is say cut and it is made into probably a correct shape and it forms the yupa. So wherever there is such prakriti vikriti bhava, the samasa takes place only in such cases. One example is yupaya daru, or the other example is kundalaya hiranyam or kundalaya suvarnam. There is gold which is made into earrings, or it may be made into a necklace or whatever. So this kind of tadarthya, where the raw material, the prakriti, is converted to vikriti, that is meant here. There is one more kind of tadartha, which is what? Where there is simple, one thing is meant for the other. Say if I am saying this book is meant for me, there is no prakriti vikriti bhava. The book is not converted into me. So in such tadarthya, samasa will not take place. It is only in prakriti vikriti bhava. Tadarthena prakriti vikriti bhavaha eva. Atra asmin sutre, in this particular sutra, tadartha iti padena prakriti vikriti bhavaha eva vivakshitaha. Katham jnayate iti chete, bali rakshita grahanat jnapakat. So if you go further in the sutra, you will see that there is some word called bali. Okay. Bali is what you give, anna, rice for the crows, something like that is called bali. Now, bhutebhyaha balihi bhutabalihi iti udaharanam agre vakshyate. So this bali is meant for, say, the bhutas or for the kakas. Kakebhyo balihi, kakabalihi. Here also you can see tadarthya of the other kind, right? Here it is not that the anna is not converted to the kaka. Therefore, there is no prakriti vikriti bhava, but there is the other kind of tadarthya. So there are two kinds of tadarthyas. One is prakriti vikriti bhava and the other is simple tadarthya. So the samasa, chaturthi tadartha ityanena samasaha, yatra prakriti vikriti bhavaha, tatraiva bhavati. Natu sarvatra anyavidha tadarthya. In other kinds of tadarthya, there is no chaturthi samasa. There is chaturthi vibhakti. Say you are saying mahyam pustakam, and you are saying there is chaturthi vibhakti, but samasa will not take place. This is why when you have say gurave dakshina, it's a very famous example where people go wrong. Dakshina is meant for guru. Okay, it is, there is tadarthya. Gurave dakshina iti vakye prayogaha sadhuhu. It is correct in the vakya. But samasa will not take place to form guru dakshina. गुरवे दक्षिणा इत्यस्ति चेत् गुरु दक्षिणा इति समासः न भवति. किमर्थं? तत्र तादर्थ्यं प्रकृति विकृति भाव रूपं तादर्थ्यं नास्ति. देयर इज नो तादर्थ्य ऑफ द टाइप ऑफ प्रकृति विकृति भाव एंड द अदर वर्ड्स व्हिच आर मेंशनड इन द सूत्र आर नॉट देयर. द वर्ड दक्षिणा इज नॉट मेंशनड इन द सूत्र. सो देयरफॉर देयर इज नो समासा as in there is a samasa called guru dakshina but the vigraha will not be gurave dakshina. Gurave dakshina iti vakye prayogah bhavitum arhati, samasah na bhavati. Gurave guruhu dakshina guru dakshina iti shashti samasa eva bhavati. So that is why he says tadarthena prakriti vikriti bhavah eva bali rakshita grahanat gyapakat. When you are saying bali, bhutebhyah balihi or kakebhyah balihi, there also you see the kind of tadarthya which is not prakriti vikriti bhava. So since Panini takes it separately, if Panini had meant everything, I mean even that kind of tadarthya by tadartha, he did not need to include the word bali or rakshita in this sutra, but he has included those words, which mean that by tadartha he intends only prakriti vikriti bhava. Tadarthena prakriti vikriti bhavah eva bali rakshita grahanat gyapakat. Yupaya daru, yupadaru. Neha, na iha, randhanaya sthali. So sthali, a vessel for cooking. Atrapi tadarthyam asti. But the sthali is not converted to the cooked material. So there is no prakriti vikriti bhava. Therefore, there is no samasa. Randhanaya sthali iti prithak vakya eva prayoga. Ashvaghasadayastu shashti samasaha. So then the question, there is a word called ashvaghasaha. Ashvaya ashvebhyaha ghasaha. Grass for the horses. Okay. Tatra katham samasaha iti prashnaha. How do you make a samasa? Because there is tadarthya, but not prakriti vikriti bhava. There is no prakriti vikriti bhava in ashvebhyaha ghasaha. Katham samasaha iti chete. Shashti samasaha. Just like I told for guru dakshina, samasa is guroh dakshina, shashti. Similarly, ashvanam ghasaha, ashvaghasaha. There is only sambandha between ashva and ghasa and no tadarthya. Okay. This is in the file which I sent for this week. It is slide 6. But this was also there in last week. So that is the slide number which Anantakrishnan Mahodaya has indicated. Okay. If you are using this week's PDF, it is slide 6. Slide 7 now. इदानीं किं जातं? चतुर्थी तदर्थ इति जातं. तदर्थस्य उदाहरणमपि ज्ञातं. यूपदारु, कुण्डलहिरण्यम् इत्यादीनि उदाहरण. अनन्तरम् अर्थशब्दः अस्ति. तदर्थ अर्थ चतुर्थ्यर्थं चतुर्थ्यन्तम् अर्थशब्देन सह समस्यते. चतुर्थ्यन्त वर्ड् विल् कम्बैन् वित् अर्थ द वर्ड् अर्थ. So in that case there is a special vartika. Arthena nitya samasaha vishesya lingata cha iti vaktavyam. Artha shabdena samasaha bhavati saha nitya samasaha. The vartika kala says it is a nitya samasa. That is, you cannot have swapada vigraha. You will have aswapada vigraha eva bhavati. Anantaram vishesya lingata. Artha shabdaha pullingaha. Hintu artha shabdena saha yada samasaha bhavati tada vishesya lingata. The word, the samasta pada, will take on the linga of the visheshya. It is an adjective to something. So the since it's an adjective, it will take on the linga of the qualifying, the noun which is being qualified. For example, dvijaya ayam dvijartha supaha. Dvija shabdasya artha shabdena saha samasaha. Dvijarthaha nama something which is meant for the dvija ityarthaha. Atayeva vigraha diyate dvijaya ayam. This thing is meant for a dvija. Ataha dvijartha iti samasaha. Supaha ityasya visheshanam. Ataha supaha iti pullinge asti. Ataha dvijarthaha supaha. The same thing if it is a visheshana to strilinga. Yavaguhu ityasti strilinge padam. Ataha yavaguhu ityasya iti visheshanam. Tada dvija shabdaha artha shabdena samasyate. Strilinge bhavati dvijartha yavaguhu. Evam dvijartham payaha. Payashabdaha napumsakalinge. Ataha dvijartham payaha. So sarvatra asvapada vigraha diyate. Dvijaya ayam, dvijaya iyam, dvijaya idam. Iti. Okay. सो द्विजार्थः द्विजार्था द्विजार्थम् इति विशेष्य लिङ्गता भवति नित्यसमासश्च इट् इस् वेरि कामन् वेरि पाप्युलर् मदर्थः त्वदर्थः यूसेज् इस् देर् सो यवागु इस् वी काल् इट् कञ्जि इट् इस् it is something like a soup fluid semi fluid thing which you make from any say rava or whatever okay so chaturthyantam artha shabdena samasyate chaturthi tadartha artha anantaram balihita sukha rakshitaihi that is very simple so chaturthyanta will combine with these words bhutebhyah balihi bhutabalihi Bali, which is meant for the bhutas. Gobhyaha hitam, gohitam. That which is good for the cows. Gobhyaha hitam, gohitam. Gobhyaha sukham, go sukham. Gobhyaha rakshitam, go rakshitam. Something which is saved for the cows is go rakshitam. So, these are the examples for the sutta or the words taken in the sutra. तादर्थे कश्चन विशेषः अस्ति अर्थशब्देपि विशेषः अस्ति अन्यत्र समासः एनी क्वेश्चन्स् सर्वत्र चतुर्थ्यन्तस्य पूर्वनिपातः एव्रीवेर् Since Chaturthi is the word indicated in Prathama. Sutre Chaturthi iti Prathama vibhakta vasti. Ataha tasyeva upasarchana samya. Sarveshu udaharaneshu Chaturthyantasya purvanipata. You can see everywhere it is the Chaturthyanta which is heard first. कोऽपि प्रश्नः गोरक्षितं समथिङ्ग् विच् इस् सेव्ड् आर् प्रोटेक्टेड् फार् द कौस् यु हव् सेव् सम् ग्रास् फार् कौ यु मीन् एग् टु बि फार् द कौस् गोरक्षितम् So there is the single sutra for Chaturthi Tatpurusha. Ekameva sutram asti. So you can have a samasa only for the Chaturthi Tatpurusha Traiva Bhavati. So no other examples exist for Chaturthi Tatpurusha. Okay. So if it is Artha Shabda, any word can combine. So it is there. So otherwise Bali Hita Sukha Rakshita. Those are the only words which Chaturthi can form a compound. वाक्ये बहुधा प्रयोगः भवति यु केन् यूस् चतुर्थी इन् द वाक्य इन् लाट्स् आफ् केसेस् किन्तु समासः न भवति एतैः शब्दैरेव चतुर्थी समासः एकमेव सूत्रमस्ति अग्रे पञ्चमी तत्पुरुषः पञ्चमी भयेन वेरि आब्वियस् पञ्चम्यन्तं भयशब्देन समस्यते स तत्पुरुषः चोराद्भयं चोरभयम् Sutrakara gives only this panchami, bhayena. Vartikakarena uchyate. Bhaya, bhita, bhiti, bhibhiriti vachyam. Next slide, slide 9. So he says it's not only with bhaya shabda. Kevalam bhaya shabdena samasyate etina. Bhaya, bhita, bhiti, bhir. Iti chatvari padani santi sarvai saha panchamyantam samasyate. इति वात्तिककारेण उच्यते भयभीत भीति भीभिरिति वाच्यम् वृकात् भीतः वृकभीतः भीतशब्देनापि पञ्चम्यन्तस्य समासः भवति वृकात् भीतिः वृकभीतिः भीत इस् सम्बडि हु इस् अफ्रेड् भीति इस् फियर् इट्सेल्फ् भीः इत्यस्यापि भीतिः भयम् इत्येव अर्थः वृकात् भीतिः वृकभीतिः Rukadbhihi, Rukabhihi. So again, the samasa is only with these words and not with any other words. Panchami bhayena, makevalam bhayena, kintu bhita bhiti bhi. Ityetairapi panchamyantam samasyate. Apetapodha mukta paditapatrastai ralpashaha. Okay, Agnayam Sutta. Apeta, apodha, mukta, patita, apatrastha. Iti pancha padani santi. Etai saha, panchami iti anuvastate. Panchamyantam samasyate. Alpashaha. In only a few cases. So Panini himself says, this samasa will not happen in all the cases. Only in a few cases. Which few cases? Where there is prayoga. Yatra shishta prayoga asti. Tadrisheshu, keshu chitta. Thaleshu panchamyantam etaihi saha samasyate. Etai saha alpam panchamyantam samasyate. Not all panchamyanta words will come by, only a few. Etai saha alpam panchamyantam samasyate satat purushaha. Sukhad apetaha, sukhapetaha. Apeta means removed from or who is far away from. Sukhad apetaha. He does not have happiness or pleasure ityastaha. Sukhapetaha. Kalpanayaha apodhaha, kalpana apodhaha. Apodha means the same, removed from, that is even beyond imagination. Ityarthe kalpana apodhaha, iti prayogaha. Chakrad muktaha, chakra muktaha, released from wheel, from the wheel. Chakrad muktaha, chakra muktaha, ghataha. When you are making the ghata, it is in the wheel, so after you remove it, after it is complete, it is called chakra muktaha. Svargat patitaha, svarga patitaha. Fallen from heaven. Okay. You can see that patita shabda usually combines with dhitiya. Dhitiyantam patita shabdena. Say narakam patitaha, naraka patitaha, kupam patitaha, kupa patitaha. That is the most common kind of samasa. There are very few cases where the patita shabda combines with a panchamyanta. Yatha svargat patitaha. Svarga patitaha ityasya. Svargam patitaha. It is not that he falls into svarga. I mean, it is obvious if you know the meaning. Because svarga is at a higher place. You cannot fall from somewhere else to svarga. So svarga patitaha ityasya. Svargat adhastaha patitaha. He has fallen down from svarga ityeva arthaha. Tadeva naraka patitaha ityasti cheta. It is not fallen from hell. It has fallen to hell. He fell into hell. So, narakam patitaha ityeva artha. As you can see, samasa is very closely related to the meaning. Artham drishtyaiva samasaha vigraha vaktum shakyaha. You cannot just see patita shabda and say what is the vigraha. Okay. Tarangad apatrastaha, taranga apatrastaha. Apatrastaha is somebody who is scared, who is fleeing from something. So, he is running away from waves. Tarangad apatrastaha. He is afraid of the waves and is running away from them. Ityarthaha taranga apatrastaha. Alpashaha kim. Paninayam uktam alpam panchamyantam. Sarvani panchamyantani na samasyante. Alpashaha kim. Prasadat patitaha. Iti vyastaha eva prayogaha. The prayoga in this case, there is no samasa. Prasadat patitaha ityukte. Vyastaha eva prayogaha. Samasaha na bhavati. Even though the sutra says patita shabda, panchamyantan patita shabdena samasyate iti yadyapi uchyate, tathapi atra samasaha na bhavati. Prasadat patitaha. The next sutra, stokantika duratha krichani ktena. Stoka antika duratha kuchrani. So these words ktena ktapratyantena saha samasyante. Panchami ityena vartate. So these words in panchamyanta, when they are panchamyanta, they will combine with ktapratyanta. Stoka antika dura etadarthakani. So words which mean stoka. Stoka means little. Very less ityarthe stoka shabdaha. Antika shabdaha nearby ityarthaha. Samipam ityarthaha. Dura, far away, ityartha. So words which mean these, because Panini himself says artha. So stokartha, antikartha, durartha. Should always remember, unless it is specified in samasa prakarana, it is only that particular word which combines and not paryaya padas. Synonyms will not combine. For example, if Panini says panchami bhayena, samasa is with bhaya shabda only and not with bhiti shabda. That is why vartikakara adds bhiti shabdena api samasaha bhavati, bhi shabdena api samasaha bhavati. If you have some other word meaning bhaya, say trasa, there will not be a samasa. So in samasa prakarana it's very specific. Only those words which are indicated in the sutra can combine and not synonyms. So here Panini himself says artha, that is stokartha, words which mean stoka. This is all synonyms of stoka, all synonyms of antika and all synonyms of dura. They will combine with a kapratyayanta and krichra. The word krichra combines with kataprathyanta, sahasamasaha. Udaharanani, stokan muktaha, alpan muktaha. Stoka and alpa are synonyms. Stokan muktaha, he got released very easily, with little effort. Stokan muktaha, alpan muktaha. Evam, antikad agataha, abhyashad agataha. Antikad, he comes from a nearby place. Antika shabdasyeva paryayaha, abhyashad, abhyashe ityukte, samipe ityartha. So samipad agataha ityapi bhavati. Durad agataha, viprakrushtad agataha. Duram viprakrushtam iti paryaya pade. So he comes from a far off place. Trichrad agataha, he came with difficulty. Tricha shabdasya kathinyam, kashtam ityartha. So he has come with difficulty. So for krichra, no synonyms are allowed. Only krichra shabda. For the other three, synonyms are allowed. And these words are not vigraha vakya, they are the samasa. Everywhere you hear the panchami, because panchamya stoka adibhyaha iti aluk. Agre aluk samasa prakaranam asti tatra pathyate. So there is no look for the panchami pratyaya. That is why you hear stokan muktaha iti samastam padam. It is not the vigraha, it is the samasta pada. You still hear the panchami because there is aluk. It is an aluk samasa. And panchamyanta combines with these words, the panchami pratyaya is not deleted. Okay. So panchamya stokadibhyaha ityanena aluk. So prashnaha katham nyayate kutra samasaha nakaraniyaha. Well, the actual answer would be, it is shishta prayoga. So depending on whether the prayoga exists, you will know. But also with the meaning in this particular says, you can know from the meaning. If you say, make a samasa prasada patitaha, it will not convey the meaning. Is it prasadam patitaha or prasadat patitaha? You can fall into a balcony from somewhere above or you can fall down from the prasada. So the meaning is not clear. That is why the samasa will not happen. Okay. Samasa has been done, panchami samasa especially. The dvitiya samasa is pretty common. But when you do panchami samasa, by meaning it has to be clear that it is panchami. As I said, swargapatitaha. You cannot get confused whether it is svargam patitaha. It cannot be svargam patitaha. It has to be svargat patitaha. So, prayoga exists only in such cases. Shishta prayogaha sadhusheshu artheshu eva drishyante. Yatra shishta prayogaha asti tatra kriyate itteva artha. Any other questions? Okay, so that is about panchami tatpurusha. Panchami bhayena apeta apodha mukta patita patraste valpashaha and stokantika duratha krishnanitena. So next we move on to shishti samasa. But if you look at the ashtadhyayi, you can see the previous sutras were all in order. Tatpurushaha ityarabhya. We are studying them in order. First, Panini gives all dvitiya, tritiya, chaturthi, panchami. And then he moves on to saptami in that order. You can see that this sutra is 2139. 2140 is saptami shaundaihi. Panini gives saptami tatpurusha. And then he gives karmadharaya and dvigu, etc. He has moved the shashti prakarana to an entirely different place. The shashti and its related sutras are all placed in the second pada of the second chapter. So far we have been studying the first chapter, first pada. Prathama pada anyani sarvani sutrani santi. Shashti tatpurushasya tu agre asti dvitiya pada. So there are reasons why Panini has done that. And the shashti forms a separate prakarana. That is, you have shashti and you have shashti nishetha sutras. And also there are cases where there might be a clash, whether should we do this samasa or that. In that case, paratvad shashti samasa eva bhavet. So there are cases where he says he wants shashti samasa to prevail because of paratva. That is why he has moved an entire block. All sutras related to shashti samasa have been moved to the second pada of the second chapter. So that is why there is a break in sequence. If you are looking at Ashtadhyayi, after Panchami Tatpurusha, you find the sutras for Saptami Tatpurusha. Tadanantaram, you will have Samanadhikarana Samasa. That is Karmadharaya, Dvigu, all those. So next, in the second pada, he begins with Shashti Samasa. Shashti Itteva Sutram. Ekam Padamasti, Shashchantam Subantena Samasyate Satatpurushaha. Yatha Karaka Prakarane Drishtam, Shashti Sheshe Iti Ucchate, Sheshe Shashti, whatever else, I mean, he has specified cases for all Vibhaktis, whatever is left is for Shashti. So similarly, here also, he does not specify any rule. Shashtyantam Subantena Samasyate, a Shashtyanta word can combine with any Subanta to form a Samasa. So this is a very, very general Samasa. Shashtyantam Subantena Samasyate, Satat Purushaha, Rajya Purushaha, Raja Purushaha. That is why even in Prayoga, if you look at it, Shashti Samasa is the most frequent and the most prevalent Samasa which you will find. Take any Prayoga anywhere, Shashti Samasa is the maximum which you will find. So, for Shashti, what Panini, for the other cases, what he has done is, he has specified cases where Shashti Samasa, where the Samasa will happen. So, Chaturthi, he says it will combine only with these. For Shashti, he has taken the opposite route. He, in general, he says Shashti will combine and then he gives a Nishedha. He goes on saying it will not combine if it is this. So it is easier to tell where it will not combine rather than specifying where it will. For the other Vibhaktis, it is easier to specify where Samasa takes place. In the rest, there is no Samasa. But for Shashti, it is easier to say where the Samasa will not, specify where the Samasa will not take place. So that is why he gives the general sutra as Shashti and then he goes on giving Nishedha. There are a lot of Nishedhas for Shashti Samasa. Shashti Samasa will not happen in this case. Okay? So the sutra itself, there is nothing special. Shashti. Shashchantam Subantena Samasyate. Samarthena Subantena. As long as there is Samarthya, Shashti Samasa can happen. Along with that, before we go to Nishedha, there are some cases where Panini gives, there is a Nishedha, to overrule the Nishedha, he again gives Prapti. So initially he says Shashchantam Samasyate and then he will give Nishedha saying it will not combine, it will not combine. So even in that cases, in the cases where Shashti Samasa has been prevented, there are some specific examples where Samasa has to take place. So he gives that now. Yajakadibhishcha iti sutram shashti iti anuvartate. Yajakadibhihi shashtyantam samasyate. Yajakadi is a class of words. There is a class of words which starts with yajaka. Yajaka shabdena arabhyate atayeva yajakadi ganaha iti uchyate. Asmin gane yaya shabdaha taisaha shashtyantam samasyate. Tridakabhyam kattari ityasya pratiprasavaha ayam. Pratiprasava is a particular word. You have utsarga. Utsargam nama samanya sutram, a general sutra. Nishedha is a negation. You prevent the application of a general sutra. Pratiprasava is where you anticipate a nishedha and so you tell a vidhi again. Here in this case, all these are Shashti Samasa. So from the Sutra Shashti itself, the Samasa should have taken place. But later, Panini himself will tell a Nishedha for Shashti Samasa. So anticipating that Nishedha, he is giving a Vidhi again. Pratiprasava is that where in anticipating a nishedha, you tell it again. That is, you say samasa will happen. You're saying shashti samasa will happen. Then he knows that agre uchyate. Shashti samasaha na bhavati. Atahatra punaha bhavati iti uchyate. So pratiprasava is where you have told bhavati. You will tell na bhavati. And again, now, before the negation itself, you are saying bhavati. Trijakabhyam kartari ityase pratiprasavaham. So, in this Trijakabhyam kartari, Panini says that the shashti, shashtyanta word will not combine with trij or aka in kartrartha. Kartrarthe yaha trij pratyaha aka pratyaha va, tena saha shashtyantam na samasyate iti nishedhaha agre vakshyate. So, agre you have to see, look at the numbers. Shashti is 2 to 8, this is 2 to 9. 2 to 15. Panchadashe sutre, Trijakabhyam kartari ityanena, shashti samasasya nishedhaha vakshyate. So he will tell that shashtyanta will not combine with trich or akha in kartrartha. So in this Yajakadigana he has included words which are trijantas or akantas. Kartrarthe trijantanam akantanam cha pariganamasti. So taihi saha samasaha bhavati. In general, if it is trich or akha, there is no samasa. But if that word belongs to this class, samasa will happen. So you can see the yajaka digana at the end of the slide. Yajaka, pujaka, paricharaka, pariveshaka, snapaka, adhyapaka, utsahaka, udvartaka. All those are akha, ending in akha and kartartha. Hotru bhartru, they are trijantas. Tathaganaka, pattiganaka is where you can see here all he tells only one word. Yajaka means shashtyanta will combine with yajaka. Pujaka, shashtyantam pujaka shabdena samasyate. The last two words he gives a samasta pada itself. He has given a compound as rathaganaka and pattiganaka. Rathanam ganakaha rathaganakaha, pattinam ganakaha pattiganakaha. So here it is only this particular word. There is no general samasa with ganaka. It is not that all words will combine with ganaka. Only these particular samasas are allowed. Whereas in case of the other words, say yajaka, pujaka, etc., any shashtyanta can combine with yajaka, pujaka, etc. So, udaharanamasti, brahmanasya yajakaha, brahmana yajakaha. Yajaka is somebody who does the sacrifice, or he helps to do the sacrifice. The purohita. So brahmanasya yajakaha, brahmana yajakaha, devanam pujakaha, deva pujakaha, devan pujayati, iti deva pujakaha. So that is about yajakadibhishcha. The sutra is there because there is a nishedha called Trijakabhyam kartari. If this nishedha were not there, the samasa would have happened by shashti. Shashtyantam subantena samasyate ityanena eva samasaha bhavitum arhati. Kintu agre nishedhaha asti trijakabhyam kartari. Kartarthe trijantena akantena va samasaha na bhavati iti agre nishedhaha vakshyate. Tam nishedham badhayitum, badhitum idam sutram. So if it is these words, if the word is included in yajakadigana, even if it is trijanta or akanta, samasa will take place. Any questions? Agre Saramaha. Gunat Tarena Taralopashteti. Rathaganakaha ityatrapi shashchantasyeva samasaha. Rathaganakaha ityeva samastam padam. He has indicated samasa pada. There is no samasa which will happen with rathaganaka. Rathaganaka itself is the example. Rathanam ganakaha. Ratha iti shashchantasya ganaka iti akantena saha samasaha bhavati. Iti vaktavyam adaha rathaganakaha iti padameva dattavan. So it is no further samasa with this. Rathaganaka itself is a shashti samasa. So, because of Trijakabhyam kartari, samasa would not have taken place, but he has given the samasta pada. So, only these two examples, specific examples are specified. Rathaganaka and Paptiganaka. Punaha dasya shashchandera samasaha na bhavati. Agre ekam vartikam asti gunat tarena taralopascheti vaktavyam. Tarabantam yad gunavasi tena saha samasaha taralopascha. Tarap is a pratyaya used for comparison. Chaturaha chaturataraha. Kushalaha kushalataraha. It is a comparative tense. More and most. So the more is tara. You have tarap and tamap. So then in tarabantam, tarap pratyayantam padam, gunavachi. So tarap is added to a gunavachaka pada. Guna is quality. So word which indicates guna. Tasmatu yada tarap pratyaya kriyate. Tena saha, tadrishena padena saha, tarabantena saha, samasaha bhavati. Tara iti pratyasya lopaha api bhavati. Gunat tarena. Gunat, gunavachaka padate yaha tarap pratyaya. Tena saha samasaha bhavati subantasya. Shashti shashchantasya. Taralopascha. Taraprateyasya lopopi bhavati. So again, this is a pratiprasava. Nanirdharane iti purana guna iti cha nishedhasya pratiprasavaha. There are two nishedha sutras being told later. One is called nanirdharane and the other is called purana guna. We will see what those nishedhas mean later. We will study them immediately afterwards. So there would have been a nishedha by those two sutras. So to overrule that nishedha, this vartika is being given. Okay. And also the speciality is, idam vartikam sarvam gunakatmya iti sutre patitam. So vartikakara has given this vartika, not in shashti or yajakadibhishya, but in the sutra called sarvam gunakatmya. Ataha, sarva shabda anuvrittehe sarva shabda vishaye eva idam. So the Bhashyakara says, this vartika is not a general vartika. It applies to sarva shabda. That is, sarva shabda will combine with tarabanta to form a samasa. Udaharanamasti, sarvesham shveta taraha, sarva shvetaha. Sarvesham shveta taraha. Shveta iti gunamasakam padam, tasmatu tarapratyaha kriyate. So you have shveta tara. Which is more white than anything else. Sarvesham shveta taraha. That which is more white or whiter than everything else is called sarvashvetaha. Sarvesham iti shashchantam. Shveta tara iti tarabantena samasyate. Tara pratyayantasya lopaha. So that is why in the samasa you do not hear the tara. Sarvashvetaha. Yudahanam. Taha sarvashvetaha. They say vyakshane diyate bakanam gunaha. Said the whiteness of the crane, baka, pakshi, is more white than anything else. The whiteness is more white than any other whiteness. I mean, if you can compare, there are several shades of white, so that is considered sarvashveta. Okay? So, dravyantara vritti shveta guna pekshaya. Then compared to the whiteness, the quality of whiteness in any other material, any other dravya, vakanam shveta gunaha adhikaha. So this shade of white is more. Ityarthe sarva shvetaha ityasya prayoga. Evam sarvesham mahattaraha. Mahat iti gunavachakaha. Tasmatu taraprateha mahattaraha. More great or greater than everything else. Sarvesham mahattaraha sarva mahan. Ityasyate ishvaraha. The Lord is greater than everybody else. Ityarthe sarva shvetaha mahat sarva mahan ityasya prayogaha. Itara sambandhi mahatva pekshaya. Compared to greatness, sarveshu mahatvam kinsid bhavati tad mahatva pekshaya. Ishwarasya mahatvam adhikam ityarthe sarva mahan iti prayogaha. So this is very specific example. Sarva shabda will combine with tarabanta on a gunamasaka and there is lopa of the tarap prate. There was a question in the earlier thing, Ganakaha iti shabdaha astiva. Ganakaha iti shabdaha asti. Kintu, anyesham shashchantanam ganaka shabdena samasaha na bhavati. Kevalam ratha iti shashchantasya ganaka shabdena samasaha, patti iti shashchantasya ganaka shabdena samasaha. Ataeva ratha ganakaha, patti ganakaha. So the word Ganaka is there, but samasa will not happen. Any other word will not combine with Ganaka Shabda because of the Nishedha Chachakabhyam Kartari. The Nishedha has been relaxed only for Ratha and Patti. So these words can combine. Any other questions? The next vartika, Hridyoga Chashashchi Samasyate Iti Vachyam. Hridyoga, Krut, Krudantena Yoga Yashashchi Vihita. Sa, Kartakarmano Kruti. So you should always remember the Vibhakti Sutras and Karaka Sutras when you are studying Samasas. Hridyoga Chashashchi Nama Kartakarmano Kruti. Kartari Karmani Chashashchi Vidhiyate. Krudantena Yoga Iti Uktam. So Kartakarmano Kruti Iti Sutrena Yatra Chashashchi Vibhakti Bhavati. Sa Shashti Samasyate, Tasyaha Shashtyaha Samasaha Bhavati, Tena Krudantena Saha, Ityarthaha. Kivartham Idam Uchyate, Iti Chet, Pratipada Vidhana Shashti Na Samasyate Iti Vakshyamana Nishedhasya Apavadaha. Again, this is a Pratipratava. So Panini tells the Nishedha which says, Pratipada Vidhana Shashti. So this I had also mentioned in Karaka Prakarana. Shashti Sheshe is the general sutra. In all other cases, Shashti applies. Having told that, Panini gives other Shashti Sutras, Yomidarthasya Karane, Adhigarthadaya Shankarmani, Ityadi Shashti Vidhiyate, Punah Punaha, Vishishya Shashti Vidhiyate, Kimartham Punaha Vidhanam Iti Cheta, Pratipada Vidhana Shashti Na Samasyate. Wherever there is Shashti Vibhakti told specifically, other than Shashti Sheshe, Tatra Samasaha Na Bhavati. Nishedha asti, pratipada vidhana shashti na samasyate iti. So, tasya nishedhasya pratiprasava rupena, kartu karmano kriti iti yadyapi pratipada vidhanam. So, specifically he says, kartari shashti, karmani shashti, krudantena samasyate, tasya samasaha bhavati. Ateva idam vartikam, krudyoga cha shashti samasyate iti vachyam. Idhmasya pravrashtyanaha, idhma pravrashtyanaha. Vrashtu chedane iti thatuhu. Pravrashtyana is somebody who cuts. Ityarthaha. Idhmasya pravrashtyanaha. Idhma is fuel. Okay. Firewood is idhma. Idhmasya pravrashtyanaha. He who cuts firewood. Atra karmani shashti asti. Idhmasya iti. Karmani shashti. Pravrashtyanaha iti kridantena yoga. Karmani shashti. Tasya aha samasaha bhavati. Yadyapi pratipada vidhana shashti na samasyate iti nishedha asti, tathapi anena vartikena, hridyoga shashti samasyate iti uktatvat, samasaha bhavati tyarthaha. So these three cases, shashti is the general sutra, yajakadibhishta, gunattarena and hridyoga cha shashti, these three are meant to overrule other nishedhas. Otherwise the actual sutra for shashti samasa vidhana is shashti. From the next one, Nanirdharane Ityarabhya, Na Iti Uchyate. So, Panini starts to enumerate cases where Shashti Samasa will not happen. So far we saw where Shashti will happen. So the next you have to remember, Shashti Samasa Karane, Etani Nishedha Sutrani Gyatavyani. You should always try to remember where it will not happen, so that we will not use a wrong word. So, Nishedha Sutrani, Shvaha Pashyama. Any questions for today? Samam Namahigam Maheshwara Putsnam Vyakaranam Proktam Tasmai Paninaye Namaha Mukhyakaram Varavacham Bhashyakaram Patanjalim Paninim Sutrakaranam Cha Pranatosmi Mitrayam Mitrayam Namaskrutya Tadupishparibhavya Cha Vyakaran Siddhanta Kaumudi Vyakarachyate.